Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. Welcome to my channel. Today's discussion is about the fact that you don't choose what you say you want. Let me repeat that. People tell me, and this is for 25 years, over 6,000 individual clients, I hear what they want and I see what they choose. Vastly different. You may know this yourself, the struggle within yourself that you say you want a great, stable, fantastic partner who's loving and committed and honest. And then you go out and what catches your eye? What are you really attracted to? The wild one? The hot one? The unbelievably sexy one? The beauty that you can't keep your eyes off of? This is very much the case. And I oftentimes wonder, why do you bother to even hire a relationship expert when you're going to do the opposite? So I've looked at these factors as I've deconstructed the thinking of my clients to get them back into alignment. And there always seem to be these ideas that they have in the back of their head that one, a rational, grounded, sane, emotionally mature partner is boring, predictable, or even less attractive, right? Because we have a hard time imagining that all these things can come into one package. We see the visual, the attraction, the physical beauty, and we go blind. And normally, because we choose our partners with our eyes, and we may call it chemistry, we call it whatever, but you know what? The attraction is animal, it's visual, it's sexual. And so we take that person and spend the time that we have with them trying to make them into partnership material. Many times, they are not. Surprise, surprise. Nope, they're not. It's the guy that you see across the room at the bar. Every woman wants him. You know it. He knows it. He doesn't have to work. He is a one-hit wonder, and that's it. And you know this. But, ladies, you're the one. I know me. Never had anything like this before. Yeah, he'll be different. I can make him love me. I'll be the one that changes him. He just doesn't know what it's like to be loved by an adult woman. He doesn't know all the things that I have to offer him, blah, 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 blah. Guys, you're the same thing. But you think you can save her. You think you can help her, fix her, save her. This confused, misunderstood because she's being vague and she's backing away from you. And she doesn't really want you because she has a collection of men she could have. And maybe you just don't cut the grape. Because what she really wants is up here and you're coming into here. She'll tolerate talking to you. She'll return your emails or your texts when she feels like it. But you're not the one for her. But you live in the same delusion that because you see what you want, you see what you want, that you can jam the personality traits, the depth, the kindness, the thoughtfulness, and the high value that you wanted, as you said you wanted a wife or girlfriend, that you can jam it into this. And when we are looking with our eyes, we go straight into ignoring every red flag. We do. We blow through them. We ignore something. This is why I find it so great when a client shows me a video or gives me the text of what they've been talking about with this partner, because it's so off, but they don't want to see it because you want what you want. And what you want with your eyes, with your body, is not what you say you want. Because you know what is better for you, but you can't help yourself. And this pattern is something that we have to work through in understanding that love is not limited to to being unattractive or boring. And that if you are looking for a partner rather than immediate gratification, which is the root of all this stuff, it's the immediate gratification that you're looking for. It's the hit. Guys, it's the ego of putting her on your arm. Ladies, it's the fact that that wild stallion wanted you for a night or a week or a month. That's what it is. It's the social recognition, which has nothing to do with love and that person loving you. It is the reward that your ego is getting from the fact that you think that even for a moment you have captured them. But you're having a heck of a time retaining them because they are not to be retained. These are oftentimes people that are unclear and without a skill set because they've never had to develop themselves. People have come to them immediately. It's like the pretty girl syndrome. If you don't recognize that you've got to have some depth and that doesn't last forever, you will just become an older, pretty lady that is boring. This is why it's so fabulous that we live in a time period where people are actually cultivating their ability to grow and to overcome whatever trauma is limiting for them. So when you say you want a loving, committed partner and you want to feel safe and secure in your relationship with somebody who honestly cares for you, the next time you go out and you notice that thing that captures your attention right away, I want you to ask yourself, is it my eyes and the immediate gratification I'm going to get as far as my own ego pump and the social recognition? Or is this somebody that could be a partner? Can I imagine them helping me with the kids in the middle of the night? Can I imagine that they would be by my side when I'm in the hospital? Can I imagine that I can count on them, trust them, and they will make my life safe and secure and loving, and that we can build a partnership together? Because the answer is probably no. And until you learn to do that repeatedly, it's similar to when people have an addiction and they have gone to a program and learned that the beauty, for example, of the champagne glass and all the people laughing, for them, it's going to end up in a whole nother story. And it isn't until you start to deconstruct that fantasy that you hold to equate it to the reality that you will definitely experience that you can change. That's what is required to change that scenario. I hope this has helped you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. And if you're not sure what you are seeing, you're kind of confused about both things, I urge you pick up the Dating Games Guide, because the more you are cognizant of the games that other people play to bring you into this fantasy for their own reasons, the more you will be able to avoid that and find your way to true love. And if you really want to have some help on this, just chat me up for a consultation.